seconds. It looks like we do have all of our elected officials. So
where are you guys? Where are you guys from?
We would have a quorum then.
Yep, we do have a quorum. Robin, are you good to go on starting to take minutes?
Yes, sir.
Zoom tech support.
Okay. Well, we are going to get started. So this is the first time we have done a remote virtual meeting where none of us are here. So I want to thank everyone for bearing with us while we deal with any technological problems or anything else as we get through this. It's new to us too. So I appreciate everyone giving us a little bit of grace while we work through this. I will note that if you are not talking, to mute your phone so that we don't have a ton of audio, and that if you're going to speak, to announce your name before you say anything so that we can make note of that, and it's easier for Robin to take minutes and everything else. I also just want to welcome our new fiscal officer, Mary Reinhart. This is her first meeting with us as fiscal officer. We're very well glad to have you aboard. I'm sorry we aren't in person.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So I will. I'm gonna start by asking. I'm gonna start by asking Trustee Fleshman to give us lead us in an opening prayer.
Yes, if we could all bow our heads. And if no one's going to see if you don't. We could keep in mind to the family members and our own parents and a lot of grandparents with the coronavirus going around, and the loneliness that a lot of people have being separated from their families. So let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunities that we have with technology to continue these meetings in a safe manner, and being separated, but being one in heart and being able to run this township. We ask that you give us the guidance that we need, that we may come together and continue the efforts that we have in running this township. Be with the trustees and give them wisdom, and Lord, let us work as one. For it's in Jesus' name we pray, and amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Trustee Fleshman. I'll just remind folks, if you're not speaking, to please mute your phone so we can limit audio feedback. We're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance now, so I will lead. I pledge allegiance to the flag, United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God,
justice for
all. All right. I'll ask for a roll call, please.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Rob?
Nuts. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Robin. I will just remind folks again, outside of the trustees and department heads and fiscal office, if you could please mute your phone, it would be really helpful so that we can continue to do this meeting in an orderly
fashion.
So I'll hand it over to I'll make a motion to approve the following meeting minutes: special meeting March 16th, 2020, and the regular meeting from March 19th, 2020. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion?
Yes, actually.
Okay. So Ralph?
Yes.
Go ahead.
No, I'm fine. We're voting.
Okay. Yeah.
We have someone on here that's hacking us and.
Oh, okay. I see. Okay.
They were trying to sound like Ralph and saying, "Yeah, I got a question."
Okay, right, got you.
We got a motion and a second. I'll call for a roll call, please.
Ari.
Yes.
John.
Yes.
Ralph.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, everyone. I will move it over for resolutions. So, Robin, take it away.
Well, Mary actually is going to read those.
Okay, great. Well, hand it over to our fiscal officer. Mary, take it away.
I have resolution 10-0070 for the police.
Mark Potts is a fucking child molester. He molested my little cousin. Mark Potts is a child molester.
Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves to pay Westway Body Shop for the repairs of Cruiser 309 not to exceed $1,599.71.
Is there any way to boot these people off there?
You can mute everyone and just open up the person who's talking.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, also let's keep it...
You are muted. You can mute or unmute yourself by pressing star 6. You are unmuted.
Calling in and doing what they're doing.
Zoom tech support, I've heard a
nigga nuts.
Is he part of your call? Because I can...
No, that is not part of
the call. Okay, actually, is that Cletus Johnson making that noise? I'm going to have to ask you to leave. We're going to have to remove your account.
Remove my account, pussy.
Okay.
Nigga nuts.
Oh, my God. Hilarious. Mike is very satiated right now.
R.E.A. is a child molester.
Eat it, Mike.
So,
unfortunately,
we're going to have to
eat the whole bowl. Okay. You don't want to waste. Don't forget to drink your milk.
I don't think that this is going to work. Are you able to mute?
This meeting is being recorded.
Okay, go right ahead, Trustee Fleshman.
Mr. Chairman, this is Trustee Fleshman. Due to the interruptions that we had via through the phone or computer, the hackers, I'm asking that we continue this meeting at 6:47, sir.
We can continue. Is Mary Reinhart on?
Yes,
she,
I am.
Going to be.
Great.
I am.
Okay, so we're good to go. Mary, I apologize. So you are back on the agenda. We can start again with resolutions.
All right, I'd like to introduce a resolution from the police department. Resolution 20070. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves to pay Westway Body Shop for the repairs of Cruiser 309 not to exceed $1,599.71.
Thank you. There is a resolution. I will move to accept. Is there a second?
I will second that. John Fleshman.
Seconded that. Is there any discussion from the board? Hearing none, I'll ask for a roll call.
Ari?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Ralph, yes.
Thank you.
Great, thank you.
And I'd like the next resolution to be presented by Jim Stevens from the Road Department. Is he on?
Yeah, I'm here, Mary. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Robin has that resolution, Mary.
I thought you had it, Jim. I'm sorry.
Oh, I thought maybe you was waiting for me to read it. I don't have it to read.
Oh, okay. I can read it. All right, this is from Jim Stevens from the Road Department. Be it resolved, this is resolution 20071. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves to enter into contract 018-21 with ODOT for their 2020-2021 winter salt program for a total of 150, that's 150, tons of road salt. And there is attached a contract that has been signed.
Great. We were all emailed this earlier as well. I will make a motion to advance the resolution. Is there a second?
I will second it, sir, Trustee Fleshman.
There's a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? This is Trustee Alex. Mr. Stevens, can you just give us a quick rundown on how this compares to previous years and what we're thinking on this?
Sure. It's the same contract that we go into every year with ODOT for our salt contract. If we were not to order salt and not join into the contract, we would be booted from it and end up being on like a waiting list. So although we did not use all of our salt that we had put into contract for this year, I still needed to go into contract for some next year with having the room. We usually order 250 ton of salt. I went ahead and backed that off to 150 ton because we still have about 80 tons we have to take delivery of for this year.
Okay.
But it's the same contract that we go into every year. They just have us do this in March. And what ODOT does now is they get with the different salt companies and they start bidding out once they find out exactly the tonnage that they have to bid. And then once they do that, then they let us know who got the final bid and what the price per ton will be at that time.
Well, so there is a motion and a second. Any other discussion? Hearing none, I'll ask for a roll call, please.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Ralph here. Yes, Robin.
Thank you.
Okay. Are there any other resolutions?
Mr. Chairman, if I may, I'd like to get a resolution in. It deals with the road department in case we're cut off. What I would like to do, sir, is in light of a lot of things that we've seen where with flooding and things of that nature, I would like to make a resolution, whatever the next number is, allowing the discussion or discretion of the road department to be able to pick up debris either in the roadway, in the right-of-way, and outside of the right-of-way, as needed, based upon as needed. In the past, we have not really formally gave the road department permission to, one, extend and help residents in doing so. So in doing this, I would like to be able to at least have a resolution in place that the road department can act as an agency in picking up this for the township with the understanding that if we go outside the right-of-way, there is a memorandum of understanding that Mr. Stevens has, I don't know if all of you have got it or not, a release of liability that they would sign before we would enter any foot past the right-of-way. Any discussion?
Discussion.
Go ahead.
I'll feel.
Can you cut in for a second?
Mr. Stevens.
Trustees, excuse me. Mary's phone dropped out, and she does have more resolutions to read.
And they're already numbered?
Oh.
So can we just back up for just a second?
Can we just finish this one, and then we'll go to the next one since we already got it on the table?
Well, we have resolution numbers on the others.
Right, but I mean, we can just get this to a vote and then put a number to it.
I believe we have to go in succession, don't we?
Ralph, you had a discussion and you wanted Jim's something.
Question for Jim Stevens. Jim, I'm skeptical on going on to private property, as you're well aware.
He's so stuffed in.
Is there
way we can go ahead and make the resolution for
but we're still on
the public right-of-ways only. I really am hesitant about going on to private property.
Ralph, what this is primarily, it, to sum it up, is we stay within our right-of-way, but we have a right-to-enter form that anytime we have to go out of the right-of-way to do anything, that the residents sign releasing us of any liability. That is primarily just a resolution to have on the book stating that we can go out of the right of way if need be, as long as this paperwork is signed.
As long as you have that in place, then I would be good with it, Jim.
Okay, that's all. Pretty much that's all it is, Ralph. Is just being able to get work out of the right of way when needed, but we have them sign this paperwork.
Just wanted to make sure I had a clarification on it. Thank you.
All right, so there is a resolution on the table. Is there a second?
I can't second it because I'm the one who brought it up, sir.
Ralph?
Okay, I'll second. I'll second it.
There is a motion and a second for the resolution. Hearing no further discussion, I'll call for roll call, please.
The roll call will be for resolution 20-073.
Is Mary there?
Yes, I'm here. I got back on.
Perfect.
All right. Are you ready for the next resolution?
We're ready for a roll call, Mary.
Oh, sorry.
And we'll need to write in the resolution number on this once we get done.
Thank you.
That would be Robin, I believe.
Yeah, I was just waiting. Just waiting my turn, gentlemen. Just waiting my turn. It's resolution
20-074 when that resolution he just gave.
Mm-hmm. Will you read that again, ma'am?
It should be 20-074, correct?
Correct.
And now we need a roll call.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Excuse me, yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
And Mary, just continue on.
Okay, I have a resolution number 20-072 for the fiscal office. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves bills in the amount of $38,123.90 and payroll ending on 3/31/2020. In the amount of $126,627.19 for a total of $164,751.09.
All right, there is a resolution. I will move to accept the resolution from the fiscal officer. Is there a second?
I will second it, John Fleshman.
There is a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, I'll ask for a roll call vote.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yeah.
Ralph?
Ralph here, yes.
Thank you.
Great.
Thank you. So the next one is from the fire department, resolution 20-073. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves to pay Ohio CAT, C-A-T, for repairs on Quantum not to exceed $9,859.62.
All right, there is a resolution. I'll make a motion to accept it. Is there a second?
I will second, Trustee Fleshman.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? Is Jim Welch on? Did he get back on?
Yes, I'm here, Ari.
Jim, can you just give us a quick rundown on this?
The truck went in for its once-a-year service. It's thorough service, and they found cracked leaf springs and a lot of front-end damage. So it got two new leaf springs in the rear and a lot of front-end work as well. Of course.
Okay. Great. Hearing no other discussion, I'll ask for a roll call, please.
Ari?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Ralph, yes.
Great. Ms. Lester Reinhart, are there any other resolutions that you have?
No, they're not.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. So we're moving to new business. I'm up first. I have been working with Franklin County Public Health, and I talked to Health Commissioner Joe Mazzola earlier this week, and particularly about how we might want to communicate with some of our residents here about the coronavirus. And our discussion really revolves around how there is limited communication. We have an older population that may not have access to social media, that may be turning off their TVs because they don't want to be bombarded by all of the pretty devastating and terrible news that's happening. And that there's, going to be a lot of need to push out information, particularly about services that our state and federal government are doing, including unemployment information about jobs and family services, health information from the Department of Health and Franklin County Public Health, and the Department of Mental Health. So, and I were discussing about if whoever just joined, if you could please thank you. Thank you so much. So we were discussing doing a mailing to residents with the information that they've been accumulating. What Franklin County Public Health is offering to do is to design and print a piece for Franklin Township residents. And they are just asking us if we are interested to fund the postage on that. I talked to Administrator Potts, and it seems like we have a mailing list of a little over 1,000 people. So it shouldn't be more than a $500 expenditure for us to kind of get out some important information about what we're doing and what the health department is doing related to coronavirus to arm people with some information. So I wanted to bring this up to the board's discussion to see if anyone would like to join in entertaining a motion to authorize $500 for postage to partner with Franklin County Public Health to do a coronavirus informational piece.
Mr. Chairman, I would gladly like to make a motion that we go as said.
Okay, so there is a resolution to authorize $500 from Trustee Fleshman, and I will second that. Is there any discussion on this?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Ralph Horn here. We had actually had a little discussion. I had a discussion with Robin Watkins, and we are in the process of getting our newsletter out soon. And Robin and I had briefly discussed maybe trying to make that an attachment with our newsletter. And we're already paying the postage fees and et cetera on the newsletter anyway. So if we could make that work in the next several days, we could actually save ourselves the $500 postage and make an attachment with the with a regular newsletter. And I'd like to maybe entertain the fact go with that, and that would be a saving to $500 for the township.
Mr. Horn, I think that's a great idea. I think if we can get something put together and out in the next couple of days, because there's some urgency here, as we all know, I think that would be great. Robin, are you able to speak on if that's something that's doable, or Mark, if you could chime in and offer some updates on that, what our options are?
Yes, the newsletter is very close to being completed. I know Robin had worked on that just recently. And I'm not going to speak for Robin, but I think we can probably that with extra COVID-19 information and get that over to the printer soon.
I mean, I think it's an excellent idea. It can just go in as an insert. So it would just be, as it opens up like a book, you would just have that right in the middle of it when it opens up. So if we can get whatever it is that the Franklin County Department of Health has electronically, then as we finalize the newsletter, which I would say we're very, very close, we just have a couple of small tweaks. We got to adjust a couple of things because we had some dates in there for like spring cleanup and different things that we're going to need to probably look at that differently because we're not sure what's going to happen during this crisis. But those minor modifications, it could get to the printer, I would say no later than next Wednesday if we get the information from Franklin County Public Health.
Well, I think that's awesome. I think that would be an ideal situation. I will retract my motion if Trustee Fleshman's okay with us doing that. I'll work with Franklin County Public Health to get you, Robin and Mark, the information that can be included in there.
Perfect.
Okay, that is all I have. Trustee Fleshman, you are up on the agenda next.
Yes, I got a couple things. And one thing that is new that I wanted to bring to everybody's attention, Michael Cinziani has put out a letter stating that property tax that was due on June 22nd, they are going to push it to August 20th to give some relief. So there was an email going around. I don't know if you guys got that or not, but I got one. But I got that in my business, personal business email, and not on the township email. The second thing that I have, well, we already talked about the road department as far as the right of way and et cetera. So that's taken care of. That is currently all that I have.
Okay, thank you, Trustee Horn. You're up.
Yes, thank you, Chairman Alex. I just wanted to make a quick comment to our residents, essentially, as follow what I'm doing personally, and I think it's a good idea for everyone. We are being, you know, a lot of things are being ruled on, and we're following Governor DeWine and the health and his health director in guidance through this thing. So I personally try to make, they have a 2 p.m. daily report, and any changes that are made as to the way things are and the way things will be in the immediate future is discussed. So any residents that happen to be on or listening, follow those guidelines, I personally would be available to assist anyone I can, bearing in mind, we do have a restriction of congregating and really intermingling with each other. For everyone's safety and mine, I am totally trying to follow those directions. And so just the other thing I want to mention is we, the township, are trying our best to keep everyone updated on regular reports as we get them. And if anyone has access to the internet or anything, we don't have a day-by-day home-by-home thing that we can come to see everybody, obviously. So everyone should try to get their information from the governor's report or check our website, all possible. And I hope everyone stays healthy and safe. I have had a couple or three reports of our residents. One is under quarantine right now. I just got a call today from a resident that's under quarantine and are waiting to hear back. So the virus is alive and well, and that's the first verifiable case that I've had in Franklin Township. So everyone, please follow the directions and try to stay safe. And I'll be saying a prayer for all concerned. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Trustee Horn. I'll hand it over to the fiscal officer, Reinhardt.
Thank you. First, I'd like to thank our Franklin County Auditor, Michael Stenziano, for administering the oath of office to me yesterday. That was quite an honor, and I'm sorry I couldn't invite anyone, but we did take some pictures and we did a elbow bump instead of shaking hands. I want to talk about payroll today. I have communicated with the trustees, who then introduced the idea of how we might address our situation with the township fiscal office. In becoming compliant with the payroll, we are currently having an issue with payroll dates versus pay dates, and currently we have sometimes 24, maybe 48 hours at the most to process payroll. And my plan originally was to look at possibly moving the payroll date, but at this point, I think I thought of a workaround possibly yesterday. So I'll be contacting the department heads for input and attempt this workaround without changing the pay dates for payroll. And partially another reason for that is just because it's bad timing with the COVID-19 emergency. So we're going to try to work out a process where they can provide partial payroll for input. We hold that input, and then hopefully on a certain date, they put in the last days, and we have a shorter period of input. So I think we can try to get it done in time. So I ask for their assistance when I give them a call in the next week.
Great. Thank you so much, Fiscal Officer Reinhardt. And again,
Mr. Chairman, this is Ralph Horn again. I just wanted to chime in for a moment and tell Mary, welcome. We're glad to have you. And with a short amount of time that you've been there basically today to get some work done, and I was real happy in the short discussion we had a little earlier. So thank you and welcome aboard.
Thank you very much, Ralph.
All right, I will hand it over to Administrator Potts.
Yes, I've got just a couple resolutions. I think one of them was already taken care of. One would be, had a discussion with the department heads regarding administrative leave for individuals affected by COVID-19. So I would propose the following resolution. Be it resolved that the Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio Board of Trustees resolved that anyone dealing with a quarantine situation with either a documented case of the virus or awaiting results would be placed on administrative leave as opposed to them having to use accrued sick leave.
Thank you, Administrator Potts. I will move to make that resolution. Can I ask?
Is there a discussion, sir?
Sure, go ahead.
How much time are we talking? Indefinite? I mean, there was no 2 weeks or 1 week or 4 weeks?
In discussions with the department heads, that was not necessarily discussed.
I think that's something before we bring this up. I would be freely to say that we would be give 2 weeks, and then from that point forward, they would use any vacation time or sick time.
I think because these are mainly our first responders that are going out there doing this, I think the testing has turned around pretty quickly now. They're getting priority checks on that stuff. I think if they're doing that, I think it's for the health and safety of them. I would add into the language that, you know, for the duration of the state of emergency that we are currently under, so that this is, you know, a short-term policy that we are adopting. But I do think that, look, I mean, if one of our police officers or any of our first responders, you know, catch this, I think it is on us to try to take care of them during this process.
Absolutely. What would be the duration of the time, Chairman?
Until they're able to get back, I think, you know, most recoveries are pretty minimal here. And once they're cleared for work again.
So, I mean, do we have 4 weeks? I mean, we should put some type of cap or something on it. I mean, is there by person? You know what I mean? I mean, we are spending taxpayers' dollars, which I'm just assuming. I mean, I want to make sure our people are safe and everything of that nature, and we're going above and beyond by them not having to take any sick time or vacation time. But I do believe that we need to come to an agreement of exactly how much time.
This, Ralph Horn, if I could chime in just a moment.
What's it, Ralph?
My thoughts would be on following the state guidelines and the times and so forth that the governor has called would be 30 days or at the end of April for, I think, essentially a review of the status of you know, the situations and so forth and so on. And I believe at the particular time that I'm hearing that would be prudent for us to follow the state guidelines for that 30-day time frame. And then we could review it again in 30 days. And that would be what I would like to propose.
So to address both Trustee Fleshman and Trustee Horn, so the resolution would be that we do have an administrative leave policy related to the coronavirus for the next 30 days, at which point Board of Trustees will review the policy either for continuation or termination at that point.
I think that would be a satisfactory thing, in my opinion. Do you have anything to add to that, Trustee Fleshman?
I think, Mr. Horn, you put that in a great light. I just know that we needed to sum this up so that it wasn't just open like that. I would be in agreement with that, sir.
Okay. Thank you, gentlemen. So there is a motion on the table, a resolution on the table. Is there a second?
I will second that, sir.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll ask for a roll call.
It'll be resolution 20-075. Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, go ahead.
Another resolution that was brought up in discussions with our department heads is regarding sales tax. As we know, we're exempt from sales tax, but there could be certain situations that come up for emergency purchases during the state of emergency that we would not be able to get that sales tax exemption quick enough. And I know that there's also a resolution on file with the township stating that the individual who makes a purchase without, if sales tax is added to it, then that they would have to cover that. So written up language, it would say, be it resolved with Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio Board of Trustees, realizing that some purchases during the time of emergency may incur sales tax, be it resolved to allow the township to cover sales tax for emergency purchases related to the Ohio COVID-19 state of emergency.
Thank you for bringing that up. And I think just a good example of this is we need to buy cleaning supplies or sanitation supplies and have them at Kroger, and Kroger can't do no tax for us or something like that. So I think that there are a few instances where this may be helpful. And with that, I will move to accept the resolution. Is there a second?
I will second, Trustee Fleshman.
Any discussion? Hearing none, I'll ask for a roll call.
It's resolution 20-076. Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes, Chairman Alex, I'd like to just make one statement before I say yes. I'm voting yes, but one of the things I wanted to bring to the board and everyone's attention, the Franklin County Sheriff right now are approved and is approved by stores that they are receiving donations for cleaning supplies, et cetera, from Lowe's to help with these situations. So I'd like to have someone with our group contact Lowe's and see if we can participate in something to that effect. But my vote is yes.
Thank you, Trustee Horn. I also know that there are a few distilleries in the area that are stopping making alcohol, and they're making hand sanitizer, and that Mark and a couple others were looking into getting some access to some of that stuff. So,
okay.
So I know that there are some other options.
So that's for Mr. Potts, then his information. Lowe's is currently donating to the Sheriff's Department. So I think that would behoove us to check with Lowe's and see if we can participate as well.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Horn, I will be reaching out to them tomorrow. I've reached out to a couple other entities. I'll wait to hear back from them before I can report on if we've received anything. And I know Chaz Adams has also reached out. And I'm sure Chief Welch has reached out to quite a few individuals too, so, and others.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
All right, Mr. Potts, what else do you have for us?
The next one up is a resolution regarding amending the contract with Change Healthcare for EMS building. And I would ask, since he's on the line, Chief Welch, to add anything to that, to give a little explanation to the board.
Absolutely. For the last 6 months, at least, we've been without a contract with Change for the last year. So the last year, and definitely the last 6 months, I've been negotiating with them about rates and everything along those lines. And we finally got Southwest Fire Chiefs together. So there's about six departments in the Southwest Franklin County that went to Change all together and negotiated a decreased rate. Originally, the last contract, we got them down to a 6% rate, and we beat them up ever since then, and they're going to drop it a whole nother percent to a 5% rate. Retroactive to last March, I believe, and they're going to drop it a 0.5% from last March to now, and then anything moving forward from March on this contract forward, it'll be at a 5% rate. What that'll do, we'll get about $3,000 to $4,000 back check from them for the last year, and moving forward, we'll be estimating about a $6,000 savings for the decrease from 6% to 5%. I contacted another company a year ago when our contract was up, and they compared rates. They came in and basically said, "Yeah, we can't touch those rates." And, you know, we've had no problems with Change Healthcare. They've always treated us good, and we get good service out of them. So my recommendation is we go ahead and move forward with the contract.
All right. Mr. Potts, could you read the resolution?
The resolution would be to amend current contract with Change regarding billing. And I would add to that information from Chief Welch that he just spoke of.
Okay. Well, I will move for that resolution. Is there a second?
I'll second. Trustee Fleshman.
Great. Just want to, again, commend Chief Welch for continuing to save us taxpayer dollars. So good work. Any other discussion?
Just one other thing, Ari. I need permission to sign this on behalf of Franklin Township. So if we could have the resolution say, you know, point it towards my direction.
Yeah, we can. I have no problem with that. Trustee Fleshman, do you have any problem with including that in the resolution?
I don't. If we add that to the resolution so that he has it stated in the resolution. So I would like to make an amendment to the resolution as read that we include Chief Welch to be able to act and sign any contracts necessary due to this resolution.
That's a friendly amendment accepted. Any other discussion? Hearing none, for roll call.
It's resolution 20-077. Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes. And thank you, Chief. Good work.
Thank you.
Good job.
Thank you.
Hey, another resolution that came in from the road department asking for payment of $1,075 to Franklin Equipment to pay for the rent of the mini excavator that they recently used. Mr. Welch or Mr. Stevens, you have anything to add on that?
No, we rented that mini excavator to do three jobs that we weren't going to be able to use the backhoe for, and we were able to take care of three major drainage issues by using that piece of equipment.
All right. Well, I will move for the resolution to have a payment of $1,075. To who is the company we're paying that to?
Franklin Equipment.
Franklin Equipment. Is there a second?
Mr. Chairman, Trustee Fleshman will second that. After this, I'd like to have a conversation on that.
Yep. Any other discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for a roll call on this.
Resolution 20-078. Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Trustee Fleshman, you had a comment?
Yes, I had a comment. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to see about making a motion that we would have Mr. Stevens look into what one those, I think it's called a mini hoe. After seeing what they have done in the township with that and the time savings, and it's the right tool for the right job, if we looked into what one of those would cost versus us continuing to rent one, either being used, refurbished, or new, and report back to the board.
Yeah, I think it's fine for us to look at that. I will just note that I think any major capital expenses, while we're under, we don't know what the fiscal situation is going to be here after this emergency, I think is...
That's very understanding, Chairman. My thing is, since we do have this time, it would be a good time to at least look what's out there and get an idea.
Take a look.
Okay. I'll move on to the next one. I think it was already discussed about.
I can't. Did we have a motion to vote on?
Okay, so this is just a motion to ask Jim Stevens to look at what a renting or buying or a used or new mini excavator would look like, correct?
Correct. That's all this is just a motion to get an idea of what they cost and what to fit our needs if we. If we were able to look at it for the future.
Gotcha. Well, I'll second that. Any discussion?
Just so we understand, no major expenditures. We don't have.
No, this is just a motion, not a resolution.
Okay. Yeah, a motion is fine. We definitely need to take a hard look. We don't know where we're going to be on the permanent budget. And so I just want to stress that issue right now. But, yes, I'd be in favor of him looking at it for sure.
Okay. Well, there's motion and second. Hearing no discussion, I'll call for a roll call.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Potts, anything else?
Okay, the salt one was already up, but one more thing to bring up. Chief Welch and I had a discussion just today. He received a letter from one of the firefighters tendering their resignation. Chief, do you mind if I mention that right now?
Not a bit. I can read off the resignation as well if you'd like.
Okay. Go right ahead.
This is from firefighter Jeffrey Rosenkrantz. He's been on about a year and a half right now. It is with regret that I tender my resignation from Franklin Township Fire Department effective April 16, 2020. This letter will serve as my 2 weeks notice effective immediately. Over the last 2 years, I have learned a lot. Grown not only as a firefighter paramedic, but as a man as well. I wish everyone at Franklin Township the best. Certainly, Jeffrey Rosenkrantz.
Chief, where is he? Is he going to another department?
Yes, he accepted a captain's position in Asheville.
Oh, okay. Well, I will move to accept the resignation. Is there a second?
Trustee Fleshman will second that.
Any discussion? All right, hearing none, I'll ask for a roll call.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Potts, anything else for us?
That's all I have.
Okay. At this point, we'll open it up to Mr. Potts. Were there any questions that came in either via text, email, or phone call?
There were not at the time we started.
I know there are a few participants on the phone now. Does anyone have any questions for the township?
There are few people muted, so I think they'd have to unmute themselves if they
good to. Good point. If you're asking a question, just take yourself off mute, and we'll be able to address them. Well, hearing none, is there anything else for the good of the order? Great. Well, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everyone. Have a good evening and stay safe.
Be safe, everyone.